ready for BAM Radio.
I'm doing the famous radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now...
And now...
Here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
Yo, motherfuckers, this is Radio BAM, and we just got back from Sweden and Norway on a CKY tour, and man, this is going to be the greatest show ever, because I still haven't told you guys what happened after we left the tour. We were in Norway, Christensen, Norway, and it was Turbo Negro, CKY, and Chris Cornell. And Chris Cornell was playing last. And his demand was for everybody to get out of the tea room in the tent so he could walk through. And I don't even like tea. And I was just sitting there talking to Darren. I was like, this is so ridiculous that I'm going to stay here just for the principle of it. So me and Darren were drinking some whiskey, but we made it a point to make sure that we weren't going to leave. So we were just causing this big spectacle in Norway, and the all the security didn't know what to do. Chris Cornell went on like an hour late, and we ended up leaving. But
I think we dilly-dallied in the dressing room just fucking off, because they kept saying that Chris Cornell's not going to go on the stage until we leave the building. So fucking we just stuck around while he waited, and the crowd left at the same time. It was like 2 hours, I think. He sat there waiting for us to fucking leave the building.
Well, this would not happen one out of a million, and it did. But I'm going to show you how pissed I was at the time in Norway, because we actually have some sound footage. Well, you do have footage, actually. But
yeah, we do have footage. I wanted to put it up on the internet just in case you still hated him. But
dude, I was going to hate him worse than Howard Stern hates Chevy fucking Chase, dude. I was seriously going to make Radio BAM like... All right, so here's Turbo Negro track 3 and fuck Chris Cornell. Like, every show I was going to say it like that. But let me just show you how mad I was. And
well,
then
first,
I'll show
maybe you.
You
should explain. Who is Chris Cornell? Jess is here.
He's from Soundgarden and Audio Slave.
Missy Sister's here. Jess, who is Chris Cornell? I know you know best.
I said he was in
Soundgarden. What band's he in?
Soundgarden.
Soundgarden.
And then what happened?
He broke up.
And then what?
Then he went solo.
Then what?
And then he sang Sun Shower.
Then what?
And then he went into Audio Slave.
Okay, she does.
Okay, she's
okay.
Good. How old is
she? Pass the test? 20.
20. Okay, good. That's Matt Dice's age.
Yeah.
How you doing, Matt? Okay, go on. So, Bam Bam, you want me to play this?
All right, so let's just show how mad I was at Chris Cornell in Norway, and then when we come back, I'll tell you what happened the next day, because you will not fucking believe it. And I'm going to call Darren Miller right after this, so let's hear me in Norway pissed.
That is so not pissed. All right, here we go.
All right, I'm here with Darren Miller, CKY. We just, not me, they just played in Norway, rock and roll. And Turbo Negro played as well. Now Chris Cordell's here. Who the fuck gives a shit? And he demanded that everybody clear the tea room. I don't even like tea. And I had to leave the fucking room. And now I'm going to go into his fucking dressing room and tell him he's a motherfucking jerk off.
They're asking for us to be escorted out of the building before he enters the stage. And if we aren't escorted out now by Al, our tour manager, then security for the festival is going to escort CKY out because Chris Cornell will not appear on stage without us gone.
You know what? When I have Missy around my arms, which is a pretty girl, where is she? Missy, I want you around my arms because I'm going to come in, and Darren too.
I know what Darren.
We're all going to say we can play the same. Well, maybe you'll apologize and then maybe we'll be friends. But
I need
all
some co-signers.
It's a jerk off move. Because CKY just rocked the fucking house, and Turbo Negro, this is their town, and they rocked the house too. What the fuck is he able to say clear the tea room?
Well, he did get the gig because Velvet Revolver canceled, because they're probably broken up by now.
Suppose we write a letter and put it right there on his Chris Cornell desk.
Caught between principal and what I should do business-wise.
I want to do this.
He's way bigger assholes. Oh, we've been frying fucking assholes for years. Don't worry about this one.
I can't believe you don't want to do this.
He's a sun baby. He bathes on the beach. He's got a sun.
He tells me I can't be in a room in a festival, and I just played in front of a crowd probably bigger than the crowd he's going to play to right now.
It definitely was.
Well, that's where the joke lies.
But he'll never get the joke.
Instead of him kicking us out, let the audience leave.
I want to see if there's an audience.
There ain't one. The fuck. Clear the tea room.
I hate tea. Fuck you.
Darren, I'm talking to you right now. You are very angry that Chris Cornell has these absurd set rules of how to treat other bands who played the festival that he's playing as well.
Exactly.
Okay? It's raining outside. There's no one there to see him. He's replacing a band that has limited amount of fans for the next 4 seconds, Velvet Revolver.
It's inexcusable. It's horrible behavior, and if I was Michael Jackson,
it's
I would not do that.
It's so rude of a move to tell a band like Turbo Negro, who just rocked the house for Norway, where they're from, and then some jack fuck like Chris Cornell comes up and says, clear the tea room? Who are you? Who cares? You played Black Hole Shit. Who cares?
Black Hole Shit.
All-American Rejects.
I'm not going to get to do that.
Let's do it.
They're not here.
I'll book a tour right now. Let's call them right now. No, fuck it. Dude, don't worry about Chris Cornell. His time has come. He's pissed off that Soundgarden broke up in 1984.
He spends like 5 years hyping up an album that sucks shit. Remember that album, Euphoria Sunday or something? It sucks shit. I couldn't even buy it. It sucks so bad. Euphoria Morning is what it was called. And it sucks so bad that I didn't even buy it.
Don't you think it should be told?
It sucks shit.
It's a little bit weird that you wouldn't let the bands that have supported you on this festival to hang out and see you come out of your dressing room to perform.
You know what? I'm friends with basically every band, but Chris Cornell needs to burn in hell. He needs to die in flames.
All right, love. Chris Cornell's going to go on. There's 4 or 5 people left, and we're in Norway, and it's been a fucking great time. Somebody better get Darren out.
I'm still confused as what decision to make.
Either slice or dice.
No violence.
But dice loves.
I don't care.
All right, so never mind. You know what I mean? People have families and lives. Fuck this shit. We're not even in America. Let's fuck the American band. You know he's American. Let Turbo do it, dude. This is their turf.
I've never hated a band, but Chris Cornell's a motherfucker, dude. You don't come to Norway and say clear the tea room when he has no idea how hard Turbo Negro or CKY rocked. You don't say clear the tea room. What the fuck does he know about clearing the tea room? Maybe somebody just rocked so hard and everybody was bobbing their heads. And there's 3 people out there waiting for Chris Cornell to play Black Hole.
No, there's 4, but look, when you're 65, you don't know how you're going to feel either. So he's 65 years old.
I'm just so mad. I'm mad. I'm genuinely mad.
Well, let's genuinely get mad at better things.
Let's get out of here and go to the bar then.
All right. So God bless you all, motherfuckers.
So that just shows how pissed I was at Chris Cornell. Now, I'm going to call Darren, and you guys listening in are never going to believe what happened.
What?
Seriously, Chris Cornell was like on the other side of the door.
Darren.
No.
Dude, you are never, ever, ever going to believe what happened.
I've been desperately waiting.
Okay, well, you know how there's always problems with the flights and you guys were going home and then we had standby and all that, so I got the next flight out?
Yeah.
I couldn't sit next to Missy because I was too busy sitting next to Chris Cornell.
Fucking funny.
I sat next to him. He had 5 bodyguards that couldn't sit next to him, and I couldn't sit next to Missy, and we just got randomly, I was like, you have got to be fucking kidding me.
It's karma.
Karma's a bitch.
Dude, so
what happened?
I didn't know what to do at this point, so I'm like, oh, fuck. I don't even have Missy sitting next to me to, like, chit-chat, and, like, my iPod's dead. I don't want to fake listen to my fucking iPod the whole flight. Dude, so the first thing I say is, I don't know if you know this, but I was at the festival that you were at yesterday, and I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and hope it was the venue because, it, you know, or the bodyguards, but it's happened to me many times where people say, clue the fuck away for Bam and all this and that. But
you gave him an excuse.
But all that I know is that...
You told him what to say.
Yeah, well, because I had to sit with him for 3 hours.
You know it was his decision. You don't think he was notified? Well, why wasn't he on stage?
Anyway, I say, so... They said that Chris Cornell wants the tea room cleared, and I was fucking furious because we just got off the stage, and it was just the mere principle of that being so fucked up. And then the next day when I was not drinking whiskey anymore, I realized that, you know what, it could be the security. He's like, yeah, you know what, it probably was the security. And then we made friends.
What do you mean, dude?
Dude, I talked to him for a 2-hour flight, and you know, he knew Jim Gierno and all this stuff, but he managed him or whatever, but I mean, we talked the whole time, and it was probably a good thing that happened, because I would have devoted every single radio show from here on out to fuck Chris Cornell.
And he mentioned your radio show to you, so that means if you would have been talking about him, he would have definitely heard it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but why didn't he go on for so long afterwards?
It was probably because he was goddamn embarrassed that there was no one there. Maybe that, or maybe it was just like... Maybe he heard that, you know, there are some furious people. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Dude, I'll tell you what. We were right next door to him, separated by cloth. The fucking the dressings were tense.
Like, you know what? No, dude, you know, relax. You know, let people hang out. I'm just going to go out and have fun. I mean, it's only fucking rock and roll. I mean, what is he doing that's so serious? Is he an opera singer or something? What's the big deal? Why does everybody have to clear the air?
I still never really got to the bottom of it, but I mean, it would have been a really uncomfortable flight for me and him if we didn't get to the bottom of it. So even if it was him demanding that he wanted the whole place cleared, he said that it was the venue. And, you know, I've had some jerk-off bouncers say, Bam Margera's coming through, everybody clear the way. And I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up, man. Like, you're making me sound like a fucking asshole.
But if it was us, dude, there's no one that would keep us from getting on the fucking stage. Like, you couldn't be like, well, we're dealing with something. We'd just be like, we got to go on the
obviously, if I was in a situation where I was sitting next to somebody that was catching me and something that I did stupid, I'd probably blame someone else, too.
Yes, you would, Darren.
I mean, think about it.
Yeah, I mean, think about if you would have said, yeah, that was me, and I did say that, then the whole flight would be like, well, that's a fucking dickhead move because you're shitty.
Why does the security have to clear the bands away?
Yeah, I know. I would have said all those things, and then I would have started getting really rude and saying that, like, that album that you worked 5 years on sucks shit, and then, like, you would probably get into a fucking fist fight on
the original. The original reason that you guys were mad at him was his photograph in the fucking pamphlet that advertised.
Was enough.
Yeah. What photograph? We're on the radio. You can't see it.
Describe the photograph that we saw that made us extra mad, thanks to Jack Daniels.
It was like a photograph taken that was only meant for his girlfriend to have in her purse.
So that made him so mad.
Dude, his sexy-ass shirt was off with his sexy-ass hands on my sexy-ass head on the by the sexy-ass beach just looking all fucking sexy. Yeah. I was like, you gotta be kidding.
It was taken by the beach bathroom. Right after he had just, like, tried to go into the water. It was too cold.
I told you, he's a sun baby.
And, it sucked.
Well, dude, even though it was pure misery for those 20 whole seconds of me being like, oh, no, what do? I'm glad that I... Dude, what... I mean, even being on the same flight as the guy is like a one in the million. Sitting next to him while he has bodyguards and I have Missy with me, like, and we all can't sit next to each other, but I get paired up next to him. Like, that is insane. Like, it was meant to, like, be... I think it was meant to be fixed, you know?
Because he could have been sitting next to the lady who smelled like a fart, like I had to fly next to.
Oh, yeah, man.
I just can't believe, I don't believe the story. I think that...
Or he could have got vomited on.
Dude,
like
you know what? I knew you would. I was like, this is so bizarre that when I tell Darren what happened, he will not believe it anyway. But I'm telling you, I sat next to Chris Cornell and had to sort everything out from Norway to Amsterdam.
They also said you're not allowed to look into his eyes.
It just doesn't seem right. Because if I was Chris Cornell and I was playing this festival, and I just wanted to get it over with because it was rainy, it was a crappy day, and I was headlining, I'd get out there and I'd do my job, and then that would be the end of it, and I'd party with the rest of the bands and have a good time, no matter who I was. No matter how many records or hit songs I had, I can't see myself having 5 security guards saying, clear the way, don't be in the hallway
that's
when someone else comes through. That just doesn't make sense to me.
Everybody changes, too.
You know, like when Mariah Carey's like, don't make eye contact, and I want fucking green M&M's. Like, I want to take the whole fucking thing of green M&M's throw it right in her fucking minging ass face, you know?
To her on the plane, and you were like, why are you always, like, telling people no green M&M's? She'd be like, oh, my manager says that.
Well, the thing is, there's always a way out, and whether it was his manager or not, it was, you know, it made the flight a lot more comfortable.
You pay your manager to blame.
Instead of clear the fans, maybe, or clear the fans, you might clear the fans out.
Clear the fans.
We weren't fans. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
Matt Dice was dying to see him, dude. All day long, he's like, do you believe he's going to play Black Hole Sun? That's it. Wow. He's and fucking doing that.
Remember I went in.
He's doing it all up.
Darren,
he talked to his guitar tech, and he like arranged like a meeting, and it totally didn't happen for Matt Dice.
Well, Darren and I kept feeding off each other like, look at this photo. He's a motherfucker. And Darren's like, yeah, he is a motherfucker. And if we don't say something, we're going to regret it for the rest of our life. And then we take both a sip of Jack like, if we don't do this, we're going to be so mad at each other. Well, let's just fucking do it. So I go into the...
It says Chris Cornell.
I open up the fucking thing, and then these two ladies, like, come and grab me and try to get me out. And I, like, rip... I was like, get your fucking hands off me. Then that's when the official problem happened, because they're like, when Chris Cornell walks through, Bam or CKY is going to raise hell. So
we were all fucking wasted.
Everybody was shit.
Did he ever come out and play?
I guess when we left, I don't know. He was probably just sitting in his van or something, but...
Probably afraid of the rain.
He wasn't even in the tent, but I don't believe that for a minute.
Well, you did. And you don't kick out Turbo Negro.
Listening to what was going on and then was afraid to come out.
That's like kicking fucking David Allen Coe out of his dressing room in Texas
like
or some
if
shit.
If I found out that was going on, I'd come out and be like... What? Even if I wasn't that much of a dick that I'd want everyone to clear the way, if I heard somebody say, I'm not leaving, I'd come out and say, look.
We'd come out and say, clear the fucking way.
Get out of my way.
We'd say, clear the fucking way. That's the difference.
Yeah.
How does he pay people to tell people like us to clear the fucking TV?
Either way, it makes him look like a real papa's jerk.
He should have said, I'm going to buy
that
one.
That's what I was telling him. And I was saying, like, I've had bouncers do that for me, and I say, stop it, dude. You're making me look like a fuckass. So I was trying to tell him if that was the situation, then he needs to tell his security or the security in Norway or whatever festival he plays to make it not sound like he's the fuckass, because that was the situation.
Especially in front of like 4 bands that played to a bigger crowd than he did.
Yeah, like he's got to do a little bit of research and realize that like Turbo Negro is there, his hometown. Like they were the ones who were rocking the house, so he can't tell Turbo Negro to fucking step out of the fucking tent because he's gonna come walking through. It just sounds so pompous and fucked up.
It's not like I'm on my website saying, I love Chris Cornell. I can't wait to see him. I hope I get to meet him and get his autograph.
Well, I wonder I really, truly wonder if it's the actual security or if he thinks that, like, when he walks through that tent that Darren Miller is going to come diving out to suck his ass.
I think that the security is a cover-up, and I think everybody that acts like that pulls that shit.
I mean, you don't want to suck his nice green eyes asses, do you?
I mean, what was he going to say?
Those pretty green eyes with his shirt by the beach.
Say, yeah, Bam, it was me. What are you going to do about it?
Do you want to French his nice green eyes?
What a fucking... Jesus Christ.
Dude, you want to tongue dive his ass, don't you? That's why he said no CKY looking into his eyes.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to let you go because it's time to play a song.
And we don't really like it that
much. It's what?
I got to play a song, so I just wanted to tell you about that story, and I swear to God it's 100% real.
I believe it. I can't. I mean, there's only so many flights back from Norway, so.
That's what I'm saying. We're in such a small town in Norway that, like, the only flight you could possibly take is, like, to Amsterdam or maybe Copenhagen, and I just happen to be sitting next to him.
Darren.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Darren, you coming up tomorrow to work on the record?
Yes, I am.
Totally good. What time?
I'm just taking advantage of the 4th of July. Not a single firework happened here at Ocean City.
Now they changed it. It's the 14th now, dude.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll talk to you.
All right.
Take it easy.
All right.
Clear the tea room?
Who are you?
Who cares?
You play black hole shit.
That just shows how mad I was. But let's get happy with this Russian band who are gypsy punks. This is Gogol Bordello. This song's called Start Wearing Purple.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and which day will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time. So, yeah. Since you were a 20, I was 20 and thought that some years from now, a purple little lady will be perfect or dirty old and useless clown. So yeah. All from Diogenes to the Foucault, from Ложечкин to Passepartout. И я клянусь, обоссав два пальца, что ты, что музыка вошла, а звук кому? You start wearing purple. Why don't you start wearing purple? Start wearing purple for me now. Yeah.
Biddy. Yeah. It's another fucking day.
I farted while I was eating pussy the other day.
That's pretty disgusting.
It happened. I hiccuped and farted.
Why do you do shit like that?
Because it just happens to me for real.
My mic isn't on, dude.
Yeah, it is, idiot.
I can't hear it at all.
Well, turn up the bottom thing down there.
No, I can hear all you guys, but I can't hear me.
Well, you're on.
Yeah. You're live, bro.
Alright.
So I farted while I was eating pussy the other day.
You probably went deaf from the fucking monitors.
No.
I
can hear you guys loud as balls, but I can't hear me.
Kind of crazy.
But Shitbird bought a fucking car today.
And
I think it started global warming.
Dude, that thing smells like somebody fucked butts in there. Like,
it smelled like
so much raunchy ass sex went down in that car.
Oh, man. Redneck ass sex, dude.
And there's just like white exhaust smoke coming out so bad.
Conowingo ass sex went down in that car in 10 years.
Man, it squeaks like the fucking the tire. Like, are all different sizes.
How much you pay for it?
Four hundo.
Well, that's what you get. You get Conowingo ass sex when you buy a car for fucking four hundo.
You hit the brakes and it's like, and then when it starts to roll, like, you can tell it's got egg shaped tires on it. And it never stops bouncing in the front because the shocks are fucked.
Egg shaped tires.
And here's what the brakes sound like when you hit them.
You can tell I'm coming, dude. I may as well fucking just lay on the horn if it has one.
Do you miss your Jeep?
Well, no, really.
That's what the engine sounds like when it
fucking starts up. And dude, like, it's got a Buick steering wheel, so you feel like you're in a nice car, but you're not.
Shit.
What a cock to you.
If Al Gore saw your car, he'd punch you in the face.
Oh, my God.
His son got pulled over for drug possession and Adderall and speeding and all this shit.
Adderall and speeding.
But Adderall and speeding
go hand in hand.
They said he was driving a Toyota Prius, though. So he
wasn't. Al Gore's son was on speeding. Well, what the fuck do you expect, Dan? Yeah, why are going to take speed?
Dude, my car doesn't even have, like, any description. It just says Chevy on it. I'm like, what kind of car is it? It's like Chevy.
It's a Chevy.
It's like, but what kind?
What brand?
What make and model?
A blue
Chevy.
Yeah, dude. Well, it's American.
Yeah.
It's true. American. Just the airport was no fun now, was it?
Oh, dude. I'm sorry if this pisses somebody off, but the terrorists completely won 100%.
Yep.
They did exactly what they wanted.
The thing is,
what was they wanted then?
They wanted to make
everybody's life a living fucking hell. And you know what? Everybody is an idiot because they don't want to, like, single people out and make it, like, all racial when you shouldn't take mum's oil over hand lotion. Yeah. Like, it's obviously her fucking hand lotion. She's not carrying anthrax. Like,
That's why they ask you. Did you pack your luggage? Did anybody else touch your luggage? Somebody might have touched something in my mom's luggage.
But if somebody put something in my luggage and I was trying to be all shady about it, I'd say no. Either way, they're going to win.
I flew like four times and now I reek because they took my fucking toothpaste, they took my fucking cologne, they took my goddamn deodorant. They took everything.
See, but I would take your shit because you look semi-shady.
Really?
I wouldn't take Missy's shit. I wouldn't take mama's shit.
Listen, all you have to do is listen to the directions. I have packing down to a science. I get two plastic bags, one for Bam, one for me.
So Shepard, he takes all my leg full of weed.
To have less than 3.5 ounces.
I don't have
fluid
a scale.
Ounces.
I don't have
it, everything
I mean,
is
I
marked.
Lost the scale.
Guess,
no,
dick
no.
Ass.
Okay. Everything's marked.
If you have a vacation booked, just cancel it because you're not going to like it at all because you have to fly there and that's going to suck shit.
We have to get on a plane again tomorrow.
Yeah,
you're not going to the airport.
I got to go to Hawaii tomorrow.
We just got out of the airport yesterday, not even 24 hours.
You've got to go to Hawaii.
No, I'm so excited about that.
They just make it a problem, though. Like
fucking sucks.
You can't bring for instance, I went to duty free on a bunch of shit, and they wouldn't let me bring it on because it was over X amount of ounces. I'm like, I just bought it here in your airport 5 seconds ago. Now you're telling me I need to throw it the fuck away? Then why have a fucking duty free shop if I'm going to have to get rid of it?
I'm still not duty free after all the Imodium I took on this trip.
Tell you what, man. A duty bird.
Yeah, man. Motherfucking Bam. Didn't that fucking German say, holding the hand, and then they put their fucking finger in your ass or something? They made you spread your cheeks this time again.
That was in Dubai.
Oh, this time. You forget about it. It happens so fucking often. Turns out airport sucks.
Do you want me to kick my boots off for the x-ray?
He was drunk.
They totally made... Dude, I don't know why, but everybody wants to look at my dick at the airport.
Who was it?
Was it a gay German?
Turns out that guy never worked for the airport after all.
It was a gay German, and he was looking at my dick, and then he goes, Franz. He goes, shit in my move. I was like, shit in my move. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. I don't even have this shit. I'm just shitting on the fucking airplane.
That's four.
Well, you're not
Germany.
Going anywhere. Unless you shit in my move, you can't leave.
Yeah. Shit in my move. Piss in my face.
Hold on,
hand and shit in me move.
Hey, I got to go there. About the scary porn that we saw for sale.
Oh, in Amsterdam?
I was terrified.
Yeah, we got stuck in Amsterdam because there's more because the goddamn Taliban fucked up the whole Heathrow airport because there was a bag that wasn't claimed and everybody made a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
It was probably just some lame bag that somebody forgot about.
They shut the
whole fucking airport down, so we were stuck in Amsterdam. We go to some place. We go to this coffee shop, and they
you
actually
can't be stuck in Amsterdam.
They sell weed in the coffee shop, and there's actual like a menu, like X13 cantaloupe, white lightning, da 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 da. So Mitch is like, I don't know what all this means. Just give us something that's gonna make us laugh or whatever. So the guy like rolls us up a joint. I hardly ever smoke weed, but we're just sitting there. 15 minutes later, we're just laughing hysterical about nothing, and I was laughing even harder because I was like, the guy who just sold it to us 15 minutes ago is probably like, well, looks like the shit worked.
I mean, we were crying. We were laughing so hard.
You're lucky. When we were there one time, I asked the guy to sell Matt Dice something that wouldn't make him paranoid.
But then you winked at him, though.
Dude, yeah.
I did not wink at him. You thought I winked at him probably in your nightmares that you had right after.
I just got done eating a fistful of mushrooms.
I ordered a fistful of donuts, bro. I ordered the weed. That's probably why we got good shit, because he was like, oh, it's a girl. Like, I made friends with him. He was visiting from Australia. We were talking. Like,
Matt Dice.
He hooked it up.
He looked like he was on an upside-down elevator with goblins in it.
That was the worst night of my fucking life.
I just looked at your eyes.
I took some, too, that night. The night you guys played in Amsterdam, and I just remember sprinting down the street laughing hysterical, and this biker was coming in the opposite direction.
And I kicked
the back of his bike. He went flying, and so did I. And then I just got up, started laughing again, and just kept running in the same direction. And he was just like, what a motherfucker, dude.
People that own bikes in Amsterdam have more fucking, like, rights than anybody else. If you fuck with those bikers, they'll kill you.
I want to open a bike shop in Amsterdam. I'll be fucking rich.
Let's do it, dude.
The best bike.
TKY bikes. We're pretty big in Amsterdam.
Oh, yeah. I like hitting bikers because they can never get your info while they're flying into the sticker bushes on the side of the road. what was his license plate? Yeah. Oh, no, I was too busy getting airborne.
Did you ever go into those sex shops in Amsterdam?
Yeah, they're kind of fucked, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of? Mm-hmm. Well, no one gives a shit when there's, like, dick fountains in Amsterdam in the middle of the street. So, what do you care if you come in? There's, like, animal porn. You'll see, like, eels up bitches' pussies and shit.
Dogs and horses.
Men sucking dogs' dicks and shit, like German shepherds.
Wait, that's normal. It was so scary.
People, like couples will just casually be looking at it, not even being grossed out. Like, they're just used to it.
God, I love that. It's a nice country, man.
And, you know, everything works out.
You know, the man fucking a cow.
Because if you want a certain drug, whether you're in any country, you're going to find it, whether it's a mission or not. Amsterdam, you could get what you want in 2 seconds, and everyone's happy.
And a fuckload less violence for some fucking reason, isn't it?
Because they're all fucking hot. Because everybody gets what they goddamn want, and they're not scared and paranoid.
That's right.
They're not locking up their doors because they're high on crack. You could simply just get crack, and if the police come, you'll say, I am on crack.
Well, yeah, the war on drugs in America really worked.
Please the fucking public, dude. You'll have a happy motherfucking goddamn public.
This year, they seized 154,000
1,000 pounds of cocaine.
From your house.
I'm fucking pissed. I'm like, that's a rail car full of fucking coke.
That's what would part you do of that? Shit for well, you know what? If the president's saying, like, I smoked weed but didn't inhale, just say you smoked fucking weed in college. Man. Like, come on. Then everybody will be on the same page. You'll probably get way more votes.
Kind of like Jess and cigarettes.
He don't inhale either.
I don't. Yeah. I'm such a poser smoker. I'm like...
Bam, you've been smoking a lot of cigarettes lately. Are you
not
condoning?
Because of me?
Well, it was because I was going to go to rehab and I was so miserable and scared about it that I'm just like, I have to do something bad.
Cigarette rehab.
And then
you would have hated
fuck
it.
That.
I don't set a good impression on her either.
I was in there for 10 days. They're still looking for me.
The singer of the Velvet Underground, Lou Reed, was a heroin addict, and the way he quit being a heroin addict was being completely 100% drunk all the time. Yeah. So he just turned into a raging alcoholic.
Like
yeah, but booze is what causes you to make poor decisions.
Yeah, well, he just was so drunk that he couldn't even think about heroin or think about getting
that
it.
That doesn't work.
Well, it worked for him. He's fine now. He's 60 years old.
Dude, I make all my
he probably just
on
went
alcohol.
So down in flames that he realized that if he does it again, he's going to be dead.
In flames. Speaking of in flames, when we were in Sweden, they showed up to kindly come and happily see the CKY show on their own.
Those guys are great, man.
They probably bought tickets. No.
Actually, cool. We have a lot of clips about you know, our whole trip. Let's play one.
Are you serious? Right the fuck now, dude.
Jess, give me a Bex, would you? So we missed our flight. I forgot to add, and... Oh, yeah, big time.
This is the worst day ever.
At least we could talk about it on the radio. I mean, who wants to hear about... Oh, Darren barfed all over a family on the airplane. He had to sit with them for 4 more hours as they were just in disgust. What did they say to you?
It was like the Alessandros. They were sleeping, and it was a kid. It was a Mexican family.
They were sleeping, and they woke up to getting barfed on. And
did you care one bit?
No.
How come?
Because I was falling asleep. I asked for a glass of water, and the guy was like, a glass of water? And I was like, yeah. And I couldn't get it, like, out of that, like, my throat. Like, water. Just water. And I just kept coughing and coughing, and all of a sudden I just threw up everywhere, like, barf from the bad airplane food everywhere. It's, like, in my bag right now. So I was like, ugh. And I got up, and I went into the bathroom for 45 minutes and, like, washed it off my clothes and then came back and sat down like nothing happened.
What kind of barf was it?
It was, like, it smelled like barf.
See, I usually barf up the food that I just ate so fast that I could almost eat it again because it still smells delicious.
No, this wasn't anything like that. This was barf. Like, this smelled like... Rex's bathroom.
It just, oh, man. And what happened with your coffee story, Fana?
Some bitch was pouring everybody coffee and spilled it right on my goddamn arm and didn't even react. She just looked at me like, oh, and burned the hell out of my arm. I was like, thank you. That woke me up.
I think Bob U.S. Air, or whatever his name is, the guy who's running the company, who probably has a private jet that takes him everywhere, I think he should just buy an economy seat and just to see what normal people go through. And he would probably murder himself, and he would want to kill... If he didn't tell, like, the lady at when you wait in these long-ass lines over here... If he didn't say that he's the owner of the company, they'd treat him like a total douchebag and say, I'm sorry, sir, but there's nothing we can do. I know that there's something you can do because I run this fucking shit, and if you just click F1, then you can give me a fucking seat. You know what I mean? They just don't feel like helping. And you know what? They hear it all the live long day as well. Like, dude, they probably just heard 20 other people before we showed up saying, like, because of you guys, I missed my flight. Now I'm not going to be able to go have my business meeting, and this whole trip is worthless. Like, there's got to be a point where they're actually just like, look, sir, I'm sorry, but there's nothing we can do about it. Now if you could just go outside and fuck off, then you can make my... You know, like... Everybody's just so pissed off nonstop at the airport.
I wouldn't want to help either.
Dude, if I was behind the counter and I had to hear that for the 20th time, I'd probably just... Yeah, they get paid shit, and you know what? I'm going to report you. What do I care? I don't even like this job anyway. Like, Like, they probably have a ball hearing you come up and say, you motherfuckers dicked me over, you lost my bag, and there was $10,000 worth of shit in there, and I'm going to, you know, it's probably just like, ah.
One time I cut my finger on a rolling line, which you spread out so the boxes will come down the chute and roll down to you. I cut my finger on it, and I wrote on the box, I have AIDS with my with my blood.
I pissed on a G4 Mac computer because they said I couldn't go piss because we were too busy. So I was like, all right, I'll just piss on this fucking shit. Right?
If we don't get on this next flight to Sweden, I'm going to buy a gun or a knife, and people are going down in this place. We're in Frankfurt, Radio Bam Suits 28 Faction.
Oh, we arrested the terrorist. And his name's Rusty Johnson. It's always Muhammad Ali Akbar.
So that was just a little clip of our vacation, and now we're going to play track one from Hello Goodbye. Jimmy Pop actually remixed this. It's called All of Your Love, but this is the original version. Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Jimmy Pop remixed that song. That was pretty rad. Dude, he gets like 10 grand to remix songs.
Dude, I should fucking talk to him. I need some extra fucking producer work.
You should remix some CKY.
Not like I'm totally swamped with the new CKY record.
How did he get the... What was it, Rivers Cuomo from Weezer?
Yeah, he's friends with Rivers from Weezer, and he did Hashpipe remix, so then he got the name as being a...
But he's friends with everybody. I'm not that good at that.
Well, dude, he had to pick up Rivers from Philadelphia Airport. They were doing a Y100 Sonic session or something.
I had to pick up Lakes, and I didn't get any juice out of it.
He said, Jimmy always goes to Wawa like every 10 seconds and gets one of the biggest coffee cups.
Like that motherfucker.
Steaming hot, right? And he said he turned the corner and like 1,000-degree coffee just spilled all over Rivers Cuomo's cock. and Rivers didn't, because he's really shy, and, like, he didn't go, ah, or anything. Like, he just went there, and you could just see his face just like, you know, like, but he didn't, like,
maybe
scream or say anything.
I heard a lot of stories that he liked Asian girls, so
yeah,
maybe it's a really small cock, and it didn't even burn anything.
Did it, like,
probably burned his pubic hair more.
He got Asian orgies. Got Mickey D's balls off of that shit.
We used to have the same booking agent as Weezer, CKY, did, and she lost her job for saying some ridiculous shit to me. She said something like, she's like, I was saying something about CKY and this and that, what's wrong? And she's like, were you abused as a child?
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? You're my booking agent.
You thought it would be funny.
But, you know.
Well, me and Chad are on that level.
No, you're not.
No, that's not the kind of level we're on. I was talking about CKY.
I think Weezer fired her, too.
Did they?
Yeah, she's on a mission to suck.
She was decent at the time until she said that to me. That's all it takes.
No, she wasn't decent at the time.
No?
She booked us in
meow, meow.
Pittsburgh, Kansas, and the Meow Meow.
Fucking Meow Meow.
Pittsburgh, Kansas, all there is two dirt roads across and Buffalo. That's it. That's all there is.
Missy's sister's looking at porn right now.
Yeah. Is that Gina Lennon on there?
Have you ever been shitting and sneezing?
I've seen that Gina Lynn porn in the bathroom.
It's everywhere. We have so much Gina Lynn porn.
She's pretty great, though.
Dude, well, she sent
nice
me
girl.
Like she sent me like 30 fucking Gina Lynn porn, so I gotta check every last one of them.
Like, Kutztown or something? Isn't she from like?
She's from Reading.
You got a subscription to GinaLynn.com? Does?
She's kind of attractive. I like.
How does she do all that?
Dude,
porn
we have
if
so
she's
much,
not near LA.
Do you want an autographed photo?
Yeah, she's from Reading.
Why don't you bring your papers that you're cleaning? You could probably bang her out.
Hey,
no, you definitely could.
What's clean?
What do you mean?
Like
I don't know what the status is about whether you're a porn star or not.
Please edit that.
No, I don't care.
That's how you said it, so I'll edit.
No. Well, you know what? Being this is the CKY Scandinavia issue, let's hear some more of our vacation.
We're now in Sweden. We finally got here. But fucking hell, so many problems happened. New problems. Everything's been a blur due to fucking red wine and shit. We're at Jack Daniels and bananas. But we're at a festival right now in Sweden, and it's been rocking and rolling. CKY fucking stole the show, hands down. And I just met Avril.
Did you?
Yeah.
How's her ass?
She was stretching. I just met Mondo Dio. The Sounds played. They played the wedding. Nice to see them. And, My Chemical Romance is playing last.
Why don't you tell them about our performance with the Sounds?
Oh, yeah. The Sounds, they wanted me to come up and play the cowbell. And Missy comes up, too. You were shaking your ass, dude. You never even danced.
I'll dance to the Sounds.
This time she was shaking her hips and whatnot. I'll keep her.
You'll keep me?
Yes.
Aww.
You know what I was thinking, though? Missy thinks Maya's pretty, which she is. But if I go up and say, hey, let's take a photo, and I say, give her a smooch, and then she gives her a smooch, I say, give her more than a smooch with that, then you get to wind up Frenching her, and I have a picture, and it's one big, great, big joke.
I don't want to French her, though.
I think you should.
I'm not a lesbian.
She is. Yeah. Man, what a fun festival. You know what? I can't not drink during festivals.
I really...
Well, because, like, why be sober? All I really need to do is watch bands and check them out. Like, oh, I've been sticking to beer, and I'm pretty damn good. Do I sound like shit? Yeah, well, Darren demanded a bottle of Jack Daniels. It took fucking an hour and a half to get. Finally, when it shows up, I was watching a band. I come back. It's half empty. Missy goes,
I guess Darren got his Jack.
That shit was fucking half empty. A big-ass bottle of Jack, like the biggest one you could get.
But he said that Chad helped, and Chad was like, I just started helping. I poured, like, two shots into my drink.
You know what's crazy, though? Like, after being able to, like, watch the crowd and see what's going on, like, you could tell, like, Chad, like, played the guitar, pointed at one specific person. You know that one person in 10 years from now is going to remember that forever. Like,
I was at the CKY fucking festival in Sweden. He pointed at me. He looked right in my eyes. He's going to remember that. Like, you know, like if you point at a little kid and they're idolizing you, rocking and rolling, and you look at them, they'll remember that forever.
Maybe probably first time they ever seen CKY. They still had a great time, and I met them. They seem nice kids, and then maybe they'll take the makeup off, you know?
Well, it's good to know that you won them over.
Yeah, you're damn right it is.
What's wrong with eye makeup?
It's for girls.
I don't think so. If you're a dude and you're a rock star and you're skinny, you have to be skinny, dude. You can't be some, like, 20-pound overweight dude rocking eyeliner who looks like a full-blown homo.
What if all CKY wore eyeliner? Would Darren look good?
See, but it's too late because everybody already knows you guys as a fucking rock and roll band, and you can't start now. If you would have started off that way, it might have worked.
And then stopped real quick, too.
You played Billy Talent on a show recently, and I just got to experience them. Thank God they're done, because I could not fucking stand it.
I was into it, dude. And they're nice dudes.
No,
We hated the All-American Rejects more than anything, and Chad even said he was going to break their fingers.
Yeah. What about David Hasselhoff? In Germany, we used to play, I've been looking for freedom. I've been looking for love. And the German fans were like, yeah, he's playing Hasselhoff. And they were jumping up and down. They loved it. And then I'm like, ah, ha, 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 you actually like this shit. They told us in America that you like this. And we never believed it. And now I see. And they're like, I'm going to kill you, like in German now.
What's up? This is Bam Bam here on my Swedish DKY Alliance tour. And it's 7 in the morning. And Darren and I just joined the Sucky Shit Club. Darren just said, don't say anything about him drinking, but he just polished off 3 vodkas. If you ever have to say, don't talk about me drinking, then you know that you officially have a problem. See, I'll just sit here and admit it. I just had a call. It's literally 7 in the morning. I just had a shot of Jack Daniels. Matt Dice helped me out with that, but now I have a Carlsberg. And I'm just, like, looking over in the window, and Missy's just shaking her head at me and stuff. But, man, last night was pretty fun. You know, Avril Lavigne showed up at the bar, and she asked Jesse if he's in a band. Of course you're in a band. Like, what would you be doing, playing tennis?
Like, I've been talking to your husband about how sucky Island Records is for the past 20 minutes. Should let you know that I'm in a band. I'm in a band.
Hey, I don't like your music.
Yeah, but if you're going to a place called Rock Bar, it usually means that you just came out of the festival that was playing in Gothenburg, Sweden. Now we're on our way to Norway to see Turbo Negro. And if I'm drinking whiskey here at 7 in the morning, that's just stirring up shit for later on today. Because if you hang out with Turbo Negro, dude, you'll go down in hardcore flames. So that was another little clip from our Scandinavian vacation.
Yeah.
And let's come back with another song. Let's hear some CKY, being this is the CKY Scandinavia trip.
It was.
Are you in a band?
Are you in a band?
Are you in a band?
Yeah. That's what Avril was saying to Jazz. Are you in a band?
Avril just came up to me in a bar. And
Avril,
like,
Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne.
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 She's like, excuse me, are you in a band?
I'm just like, what?
The fuck,
how could she not know?
Her husband looks like he's made out of fucking balsa wood.
Yeah. But why would she even ask you a question to start?
Well, you know, I was talking to her husband because he was on the island and blah, blah, blah. So she was probably like, who the hell is this guy?
What'd you say to him? He's cool, dude. I know.
Yeah, he's a nice, some 41 nice guy. But
yeah, he's great.
We're just talking about Toronto, the docks, and then we're talking about Island and Pontius and blah. And their A&R guy tried to sign for Viking Skull before I even knew who Viking Skull was. And
there was a lot of Canadians over there. Billy Talent was from Canada.
Can you imagine Viking Skull on Island?
Yeah, they get it, right?
Some 41 did an interview in a magazine. And they asked something about
Is the new Viking Skull record coming out?
Yeah, that is coming out. I think August or September. I have to have a meeting with you, Bam, and we need to figure it out.
Oh, you better talk to Delano.
But, dude, I saw the CD, and it looks amazing. It's like a book. It's like a hardcover book. It's fucking
amazing. Did you design it?
Yeah. Me and my neighbor.
Of course. You're way into that shit, dude.
Yeah, I like doing artwork type shit.
Yeah, dude. How come you don't do it for CKY?
Because it's probably going to be a nightmare.
What do you think the new CKY album title should be? Since we're still working on it, do you have any ideas at this point?
It's too early to say, I think, isn't it?
It is too early to say. I'm just saying, yeah. Do you have any ideas?
No, I mean, you got to have...
You named the first album, Volume 1.
Yeah.
I did Infiltrate the Story Build, yeah. And then Answer Can Be Found. We couldn't really decide, so I took a lyric and used it as that. Now, yeah. Darren's got a name. I'm not going to say what he wants the name to be, but what do you want the name to be? I have no ideas right this
time. I think I have to hear some lyrics.
That's
and
what
stuff
I'm saying.
Like that,
yeah, so. Wait till it's done, and then we'll figure it out.
All right.
So this is a fucking song. What is it, Bam? You want to play it?
You surprised me.
I can't surprise you.
I would like to hear the last track, tell you the truth. It's been a while.
The last track, the real slow track on this album? Yeah.
Let's
take it down a bit.
I don't know if anybody likes this song, to tell you the truth.
I fucking do.
I like it.
It's Boof's favorite.
Boof and Bam, we all like it.
All right, well, let's rock out. It's a pretty mellow track.
Let's mellow rock out.
I hope this
here
is
we go.
Track.
It is.
Okay, great. Radio Bam Series 28, Factory.
Bring it down.
I'm made in the sky. I'm That's Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Band.
Radio Band every Monday.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Bye.